welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly, deeply, gratefully moved that you're with me today on this 23rd day of March, 2025. I have a lovely email here. I mean, lovely. This very, very kind lady, and she doesn't tell me where she lives, and that's fine. I don't need to know, but what a beautiful email this was. And she talks about her background a little bit, how far she's come in her life, struggling and fighting for survival and all of that, and difficulties in her health, but has come through. So she attributes all of this to something she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand why she has been spared, as she puts it. So she asked this question to be asked here on the podcast. What is the path that is never or rarely traveled? This is really an interesting question, because most people don't think of their life as a path, Louise. They just don't. They don't understand what they're even doing here, how they got here, and what constitutes a meaningful life. People are looking for escape from their own mischief, the things they've done, the things they think, the things they believe in, all of that kind of stuff. They're constantly creating one problem after another, after another, after another. They blame it on the government. They'll blame it on family members or friends or God. You know, they do a lot of crazy things. Let me tell you about the path less traveled. While you will be tempted, the path less traveled is never, never to lift your hand to consciously hurt another person through vengeance, self-righteousness, and pride. It all boils down to pride. Really, that's all it boils down to. Your and my ego, we have misconstrued as love, and that's what we call the human heart. The ego camouflages itself to be the human heart. And most people don't want to see this. This is the path less traveled. When I am no longer checking in with my pride, my ego, thinking it's my heart, and going out into the world and spewing out all of the crud and crapola of the Gregory Edward. And if I do that, then I miss the blessing of each and every moment. But that doesn't seem to matter much to most of us. We just make our own path based on what we can believe in. We never really take a look at, well, wait a minute, what can I believe in? I mean, how do I know that what I believe in is worthy of a path of living? How do I know that? Most people don't care. They don't care that they don't know that. That doesn't mean a single thing to them. They just know what they know. They believe what they believe. This is as far as they'll ever go in their life, as far as, well, forgive me, thinking. And so if things are comfortable for the average person, the pedestrian mentality will come up with the idea, I must be doing things right because I am comfortable. But that's a trap of the human ego, the human heart, because just because I think I'm comfortable doesn't mean at all that I know what I'm doing and understand the repercussions. Now, Louise, I'm going to say this to you on the air here. A lot of people think they're right. A lot of people are happy with their self-righteousness. But they haven't done anything with their life outside the boundaries of trying to comfort their ego with gratification. So what happens is, the more I start to think of myself as being righteous and right, the more that slippery slope takes me down into a way of life that has tremendous consequences to it. And I'll tell you what the big one is. I can't become aware. I can think, I can analyze, but I never get past my ego, my human eyes, my human body. I never get past it. And as I begin to reduce my ability to get past these things, and I start thinking in terms of how my life is going to be, how my living is going to be lived, I miss. It becomes less and less possible for me to awaken. I don't have the means for it. I don't have the patience, the mercy, the forgiveness. Those are things that I need. And if I don't have those things, I will never get past Greg's ego, his pride, his vanity. I'll never get past it. And if I don't get past it, then I don't progress. A lot of people's failure, Louise, is their success. The more they succeed in the world, the more they fail themselves. And they are never happy. We all suffer from one thing, unrequited love. We live as a populace in this world in the unrequited. And in this unrequitedness of our life, where we do not get the, what shall we say, the respect of others, or we don't get the affection of others, or we don't get the feedback of others. We feel like we deserve some admiration for what we've done or some kind of respect for what we've done. But when you really think about it, all we've done in our life is just live in the unrequited love of other people, depending upon them to tell us what to believe in, how to believe, what is right, what is wrong, whether or not they love us. We want to hear that they love us. And if they do, then we feel okay about ourselves. We feel secure emotionally. But if they don't, if they never say they love us or they don't want to appear to be loving us, then we take the assumption that, oh, there's something terribly wrong with us, and there is, because we're depending upon other people for how we're going to experience ourselves. And that is a death blow to the path, the real path less chosen, because we just don't even see the path. We just look at our life and go, nobody loves me. I've been a terrible person, blah, 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 all that stuff. And we never mature. We never grow. We never get past our flesh. So the path really less traveled is to get beyond my flesh, to get beyond the confines of my genetics, my DNA, my human traits, to get beyond that's a lot. That means a lot, because then I will reduce my suffering down to nothing. I will not suffer like I had before. There's two kinds of suffering, and I'm sure you've heard this before. Useful suffering and useless suffering. The useful suffering is anything that brings me beyond my skin, beyond the passions of my emotions and the fascination I have with my own thoughts. The useless emotion, the useless pain, is when I just suffer from the consequence of my delusions, and I realize I'd do it again, and I'd do it again, and I'd do it again. Most people are a continuum of their own stupidity, their own rigidity, their own willfulness. Read Robert Sapolsky's book, Determined. It will change the way you look at everything in your life. And the students that I have asked to read it, not many of them can get through it. It's just too insulting to think that they don't have control over their life. Louise, I hope that helps you. And I loved your question, and I hope I was able to answer it in a way that turned a little light on in your head. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste.